Chapter 4. Wendell's Tricks. Something fell from a tree and touched Harvey's arm. A firework illuminated the sky, and Harvey saw it was a dead man.
"He's hanging from the tree,"
thought Harvey. He looked at the man in horror. Another firework illuminated the garden, and Harvey looked at the dead man again. He wasn't real. The head and body were some old clothes full of newspapers.
"Wendell!"
shouted Harvey.
"You idiot!"
Wendell was behind the tree.
"Did you like my trick?"
he laughed.
"No, it was terrible!"
shouted Harvey.
"I was frightened."
"Oh, don't be frightened. Be happy,"
said Wendell.
"This is the holiday house. We're always happy here."
The boys returned to the kitchen. Mrs. Griffin was there.
"Your face is white,"
she said to Harvey.
"Did Wendell frighten you?"
"Yes, I played a trick on Harvey,"
said Wendell.
"He was frightened of some old clothes full of newspapers."
"It was more than that,"
said Harvey.
"I also saw a strange creature in the sky. It was enormous, and it had black wings. It flew over the roof of the house."
Mrs. Griffin didn't speak for a minute. Then she turned to Harvey.
"Eat your dinner,"
she said.
"Why doesn't Mrs. Griffin want to talk about the strange creature?"
thought Harvey.
"Why can't we ask questions?"
Harvey finished his dinner and left the kitchen. Lulu was entering the house. There was snow on her coat.
"Where were you, Lulu?"
Harvey asked.
"You missed Halloween."
"I was at the lake again,"
answered Lulu.
"There'll be a lot of Halloweens."